You had complimentary football today. Defense set the tone early, held on at the end. You even had a blocked field goal on specials. How important is that to get the complete package?
That's how you win football games. That's something we haven't been doing. And obviously, we didn't win 40-0 or we didn't blow a team out. But at the end of the day, we got a dub. And that's what we got to continue to do the rest of the season. Just lean on each other. When the defense make a play, we know we go out there and respond. And sometimes we need defense to pick us up, vice versa. And same thing with special teams.
Saquon, you had a few things in this go against you guys. Obviously, Shep with the fumble and Tibbs dropping that potential pick there, and obviously the last trip.
First of all, Shep with the fumble, like we're not going. I don't. Obviously, everyone knows how I feel about Shep, but like catching punts is not an easy thing to do. I'm not saying you're trying to say that, but it's not an easy thing to do, and that's not his position. And you know, hats off to him for going back there and just competing for us. Obviously, it didn't go the way he would like it to go, but that's a tough thing to do. And he went out there and gave his best.
Where I was going with that question was, what does it tell you about your team that you're overcome some stuff like that? I mean,
how we always been. That's how we were last year. That's the type of team that we have. That just wasn't the product that we were showing the first couple games in the season, the first six games of the season. And we got to get back to playing that way. That's John's football. That's the way we've been playing. This is winning football, complimentary football, play off each other, feed off each other, have each other back, and find a way to win games.
Can you take us through your highs and lows? Walk us through the 32-yard touchdown, what you saw on that, and then the fumble, which is only your second lost fumble ever.
Yeah, Tyrod did a really good job of hitting me on the move. I was able to make a guy miss and find a way to get in the end zone. On a red zone, a fumble, I got to be better. It's simple. I got to be better. I got to do a better job of protecting the ball. Obviously, I've been better at protecting the ball throughout my career, but in that moment, and that's a key moment, got to find a way to come away with points there. I let my team down, but the defense had my back.
Did your arm have something to do with the fumble?
Nah, I'm not going to sit here and make excuses. Darren Payne over there is a really strong dude. He got a good grip of the ball, and he won that fight.
Are you okay? Yeah, whatever. What happened to your arm?
Just hyperextend a little bit. I'll be all right.
Are you looking forward to the reinforcements that look like they're coming this week and next week?
Definitely. Obviously, I don't want to speak on them and make a prediction that they're going to play next year and next week or not. Like they're going through their rehab process, and we know that the trainers and the strength staff going to do whatever they can to help them get back on the field as quick as possible and healthy. But it would be really good to have some of my best players back on the field.